Tonight we continue walking through John here in chapter 1, verse 10. The Bible tells us he was in the world and the world was made by him and the world knew him not. He came into his own and his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. So as many as received him.
Let's pray.
Lord, use your word in our lives tonight to teach us, to grow us. Just thank you for the privilege to be here. May we just open our hearts to hear from you, and may you be glorified in this service. In Christ's name we ask this. Amen. So as we saw in chapter 1, verse 3, Jesus Christ is the Creator. The Bible told us there all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. So Christ is the Creator. And yet when the Creator came to the earth as a man, as it says there in verse 10, the world knew him not. They did not recognize, they did not acknowledge who Jesus was. And again, we saw that in verse 5 last week, the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. They did not know who Jesus was. They weren't willing to acknowledge his miracles, his amazing teachings, his perfection, and it was all because of sin, as we saw last week in John chapter 3. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. But the Bible tells us there in verse 11, he came to his own. Jesus there initially began to preach to the Jews, the same with John the Baptist. Initially they went to the Jews and said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, offered the Jewish kingdom, if they would repent and accept Christ as their Messiah. But as it says there in verse 11, his own received him not. It was the Jews that rejected Christ and nailed him to a cross. And back in Matthew 23, if you want to turn there, we see here where Jesus Christ, right before he went to the garden, he made this final declaration of Israel's rejection. Notice Matthew 23:37. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate, for I say unto you, you shall not see me henceforth till you shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. So Jesus there sealing their rejection. And of course from here he went on to Calvary, praise God, and died for our sins. But he said, how often I've gathered thy children together, speaking to the Jews. He said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. But as he came into his own received him not. But the good news is in verse 12 tonight of John chapter 1, and that is, but as many as received him, some did receive him, and people have been receiving him since, praise God. And those of us here tonight have received him. And as many as received him, God has done wonderful things. And to be born again, to go to heaven, to be a Christian, as we all understand, we must receive Christ. The Bible says in 1 John 5:11, this is the record, God hath given to us eternal life. This life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. So you must have the Son to have life. This says, as many as received him, as many as received Jesus Christ, would have received life and salvation, praise God. And he says here in verse 12, to them. So to those that received Christ, he gave the power to become the sons of God. This is the beautiful doctrine of adoption, where God adopts us into his family as one of his children. Because as we know in John chapter 8, verse 44, Jesus said that before we were children of the devil. But once we accept Christ as our Savior, we receive the power to become the sons of God. children of the Creator. Imagine that. Let's look at some scriptures on that. Romans chapter 8 and verse 16 for starters. This beautiful truth, beautiful salvation truth of adoption, that we are adopted into the family of God as salvation. Notice Romans 8:16. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together. So we become children of God. If you go to Galatians 4, we'll look at another passage on this adoption. Galatians 4, verse 4. Galatians 3:26 says, you're all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. When we place our faith in Christ, we become children of God. Notice Galatians 4:4. When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. So there's the word adoption. And that's the doctrine that is focused on here in this passage, that we become the sons of God. It says, we receive the adoption of sons, and because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. That word Abba would be like a modern day dad or daddy. That God becomes our Father, we become His children. 1 John 3:1, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. So as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. That's the doctrine of adoption. And to receive that adoption, we must receive Christ, as we read. And then God expounds upon that for us, back in our passage in John 1. Even to them that believe on His name, we must have believed on Christ to be saved. Jesus said, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. But then in verse 13 it says, which were born. And we all understand that to be saved, to become a child of God, we must be born again. But notice it says, not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man. So this rebirth is not of blood. It's not of the will of the flesh, and it's not of the will of man, this birth that we're talking about. Because to become a part of a family, officially, you must be born into that family. Now, you can be adopted into a family, but for us, both take place. Isn't that beautiful? So we are actually born again, a second time into a new family, but we're also adopted into God's family simultaneously. Now, if you go to John 8, we'll see where the Jews did not understand this. Remember, we just read, he came into his own, and his own received him not. You know why? Because they thought that by virtue of being Jews, that made them children of God. Now, they are God's chosen people. They are the nation that He's chosen, but they are not children of God until they're born again, just like us. And Jesus had to explain that very clearly to them here in John chapter 8. Notice verse 33. Here's their misconception. They answered Him, we be Abraham's seed, and we were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? So here, see, they're saying, we're Abraham's seed. We're Jews. We're good. Look at verse 41. This is Jesus speaking. He says, ye do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Now there's a veiled accusation there against Jesus Christ, which is blasphemous, of course. But notice what they say. We have one Father, even God. So they believe that by virtue of the fact that they are Abraham's seed, that made them children of God. But look at verse 44. Jesus speaking, he says, ye are of your father, the devil. You think the Jews wanted to hear that? and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh the lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. So they had this misconception that they were children of God by virtue of the fact that they were Abraham's seed. The Bible says, not of blood. And that's what it means. You cannot claim to be a child of God because of your blood, because your blood is Abraham's blood, that you're a descendant of Abraham. And that was, again, what the Jews believed. If you go to Malachi 2, this was nothing new. They believed this in the Old Testament as well. Look at Malachi chapter 2, verse 10. Malachi is filled with wrong beliefs that the Jews had. But one of them, notice Malachi 2:10, have we not all one Father? Hath not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously every man against his brother by profaning the covenant of our fathers? But yes, they're meant to be rhetorical questions, but the answer is no. Where a rhetorical question, normally the answer is meant to be typically yes. So they're saying, don't we all have one Father? The answer is no, we don't. Unless we're saved, the devil's our father. But the Jews didn't understand that. So that you can't be born of blood or the will of the flesh or the will of man and go to heaven. Back to our verse, John 1:13, he finishes by saying, but of God. So to become a child of God, you cannot be born of blood to become a child of God. You cannot be born of the will of the flesh or the will of man to become a child of God. You must be born of God. God must work a miracle and rebirth you into a new family. And that's why we call it born again. That's why God calls it born again. Jesus said, right, John 3:3, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So we are born into a new family. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 1:23. We'll see another verse on this, and then we'll finish up. 1 Peter 1:23 says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Being born again. So God's reminding us tonight that he came to the Jews rejected him, but those that are willing to receive him, to those, he gives them the power to become the sons of God. We are adopted into God's family, and we are born into God's family. Isn't that beautiful? Not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. It's a supernatural birth that only God can perform, that takes place when we trust Christ and receive Christ. So, as many as received him, and thank God we believed and received Christ and were born again into the family of God. And that's really what John's all about. Believing and receiving eternal life. And we'll see more of that next week.